This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis. A look at area high school sports across the board.
Let's go!
Why don't we give it a try?
Okay.
If it's being played, we're covering it here. Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Day-Day Damian Lewis.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at DD Lewis for real. Of course, at 92.9 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X or Twitter, whichever one you call that thing. Welcome into another week into the world of high school sports here in the great state of GA. You know, we'll talk about it nationally if we think it makes sense, but we like to focus on things going on right here in our own backyard. And what a fitting time to do just that, because the Georgia High School Association Boys and Girls Basketball State Championship games have officially gotten underway. Day one in the books. Four games today, four state champions crowned. We'll talk about that in just a little bit, plus a little later on in the show. In fact, we'll catch up with my guy, Joe Hillsman. Hillsman Heavy, as we look at the two boys' games that took place today and then preview the rest of the week and the matchups to come. So great stuff there. And on the girls' side, I got a chance to catch up with the Newton Rams, Lady Rams, head coach, and that is Mr. Juwan Bailey. Of course, they're having a phenomenal season, and they'll look to cap it with a championship win. They've got a task on their hand. They'll take on region rival, in fact, Grayson, for the 6A title on Saturday. So, again, great show lined up for you as we'll look into that. Couple of shout-outs that we got to get. Of course, we've got our look back at the week and things that I got into since I last spoke with you last Wednesday. But before we do all that, always like to welcome in and say hello to my guy Sonny, holding me down, producing the show on the other side of the glass. Sonny, how have you been? Hopefully you had a great week, my brother.
I'm 41 today.
Today's your birthday.
Today is.
Happy birthday, man. How about that? Call up, give Sonny a shout out. 404-726-0929. Happy birthday to my guy, Sonny. How's it feel to be 26 again?
You know, it's crazy because last year I didn't want to be called Unk or OG, but this year, after feeling the back pain, I'm fine with Unk and OG. I'm pretty fine with those.
Yeah, you know what? Unk, my first Unk came about 2 years ago, and it was kind of a bittersweet moment because it was like, you know, I appreciate the young men. Like, to me, Unk is a sign of respect. You know what I'm saying? You know, especially the way how they, you know, depending on your situation, how they deliver. You know, what up, Unk?
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, it's a sign of respect from the youngsters. You know what I mean? Like, they don't know you, you know, but they, you know, they look at you, they can tell, okay, this is somebody that, you know, he's a cool OG. That's Unk right there. You know what I'm saying? So I took it like that, but then at the same time, it was like, dang, I'm Unk. You know what I'm saying?
You just ain't ready for it. That's all it is. It pops up on you. You're like, oh, man, I'm Unk already?
Yeah. But it felt, it like I said, it was kind of a bittersweet thing. So I appreciate the Unks. Now, I know the ladies, they don't be liking the aunties. The ladies, they do not like being called auntie at all. They like, uh-uh, don't you call me that. But for me, I like it when the young G's say, Unk, what up, Unk? You know, I don't have a problem with it because, you know, it, to me, it definitely comes off as a sign of respect. So, well, happy birthday, man. Doing anything special this weekend, or did you do anything this past weekend for it, or what's the plan?
A comedian friend of mine, Alicia Coley, if you get a chance, check her out. But she's having a comedian costume party this weekend, so I'll be attending that.
So when you say comedian costume party, that's...
There will be stand-up comedians telling jokes in costumes, and then everybody else will just be in costumes in attendance.
So any kind of costume, almost like Halloween, but just not at Halloween.
Pretty much.
Okay, so you can dress up however you want to dress up. Okay, no particular theme, not like an 80s or 90s, nothing like that.
It's supposed to be superhero themed, but I feel like if you come in there dressed like Blank Man, ain't nobody going to, you know.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, well, that's what's up, man. Well, congratulations. Happy birthday to you, brother, and, you know, wishing you many, many more blessings and things. I hope everything, you know, it's been a wonderful day for you.
Man, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Well, look, man, let's not joke around with this thing. Let's go ahead and do what we like to do and get into the prep roundup.
Let's go, let's go!
Now it's time for the prep roundup.
On Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, just a couple of shout-outs that we want to get to. First one, congratulations to Wheeler Boys Basketball head coach Larry Thompson, reaching 250 career wins this past week. He'll look to add one more on Saturday, as it will be Wheeler taking on the Newton Rams boys basketball team for the 6A boys state championship title. So congratulations to Coach Thompson on that win, and good luck to them on Saturday. Like I said, coming up a little later here in the show, Joel Hillsman Heavy, he'll join us, and we'll talk all about that matchup and several others. All right, and real quick, want to congratulate Roswell Hornets boys lacrosse's Caden Parla. Shout out John Parla, that's his son. John is, of course, one of our coworkers, but Caden reaching 100 career points last week. Caden's only a junior, if I'm not mistaken, so congratulations. A lot of high school lacrosse left for that young man, and shout out to the Roswell Hornets. They're off to, I believe, a 5-1 start on the season, and they got a matchup this week against Milton. So they'll look to keep rolling. I think that's on Friday for them. All right, look back since I last spoke to you. Didn't do a whole lot, but I made my way Friday over to Georgia State for the Georgia High School Association Boys and Girls Basketball Semifinals and checked out the 5A matchups. On the girls' side first, it was Langston Hughes. Big win for them over Bradwell Institute, 66-46, your final score. Karell Green coming off the bench. She's a junior. Coming off the bench, dropping 25 points, really gave the Panthers the spark they were looking for, and they would not look back. Up next for them, they'll take on River Ridge on Friday for that 5A title. They actually scrimmaged River Ridge at the beginning of the season. You know, scrimmages are scrimmages, but the way scrimmages go today, they do keep scores. So if you go off the score, yes, River Ridge did win. River Ridge is only, I believe, 2 years removed from winning a state title. Langston Hughes looking for their first state title in program history. In fact, this is their first birth into the state championship game. So looking forward to this one being a good game. And Langston been doing things without one of their top players, Michaela, the Georgia Tech signee. So look, at the end of the day, until that final whistle blows, man, I don't like to do predictions. I just, you know, I like to root for everybody. I think it's going to be a good game. Anyway, afterwards, here's head coach Xavier Trice on his girls. First of all, the feeling of the birth of getting into their first ever state title game.
Man, it's great, man. Great for the community, for the kids, for the girls, man, for everybody, a part of Langston Hughes, everybody that put something into this team. I'm just overcome with joy.
All right. Want to talk about the performance of
Karell Green. Oh, man, yeah. It's huge, man. I'm happy for her. She's been going through a lot, man. She came out and gave us a spark we needed off the bench.
Yeah.
Stepped in huge when the starters got in foul trouble. That whole second unit, man, was amazing.
Yeah, second unit was amazing for Langston Hughes. Again, that was on Friday. And then this Friday, they will take on River Ridge for that 5A title. After that, it was Woodward Academy taking on the Langston Hughes boys team. Much closer affair. However, Woodward looked like they may just pull away with this thing. But Langston Hughes battles late in the fourth quarter. But it would be Woodward picking up the 63-58 win. Jarvis Hayes and Zachary Foster for Woodward for the War Eagles, finishing with 18 points each. Next up for them, it's going to be Tri-Cities for the fourth time this season. Their region opponents, they've already faced off twice. They faced off twice during the regular season, then in the region championship game, now in which Tri-Cities won. Now it's Woodward Academy looking to get the last laugh, and we'll see how that all goes, that game on Friday as well. But afterwards, here's head coach Anthony Thomas about his guys, you know, withstanding that last run by Langston Hughes and getting ready for the next round.
Listen, man, we weren't surprised. We saw Langston Hughes on film all year. They're a great team, so we knew they had a run in them. It was just about staying together, finishing, being strong with the basketball. We were able to come out with a victory.
All right. What did you see from your guys tonight as far as their mindsets and wanting to make sure they get secure this win to get this trip to Macon?
I just felt like we were locked in from the very beginning. All the way down the bench, we were locked in. We were excited for each other. And when it came down the stretch, even though, you know, one of our top guys goes down in foul trouble, but nobody blinked. And that was big for us.
All right, and again, that was head coach Anthony Thomas. And like I said, they will take on region rival Tri-Cities round four. Fight! not fight for real. But anyway, round four goes down this Friday for the GHSA Boys 5A title. And then on Saturday, I had a lot of fun over at Georgia Tech. Shout out to 285 Lacrosse. They held their second annual invitational. One high school game, two collegiate games. The high school game, Lambert taking on Milton. Lambert off to a really good start so far this season. I believe now 5-0. Might be 4-0 because I think Saturday made them 3-0 and then they won again after Saturday. But anyway, big win for them. They were in control the entire time. 14-2 your final as they defeated Milton. And afterwards got a chance to talk with head coach John Spade about, first off, just the, you know, watching this event. Last year it was held at the Silverback Stadium. This year it's at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech does not have a collegiate lacrosse team, but just the growth of lacrosse, being able to have the event there. You had Notre Dame taking on Maryland in one of the collegiate games. So just a great atmosphere. Here's Coach Spade.
I think all the kids have really bought in based on last year's, you know, disappointment in the way last year ended. The kids really came in ready to fire it up and play. Our defense is playing unbelievable. We're riding unbelievably. So, like, that's been the biggest difference. I think they really bought into this year.
All right, let's talk about the growth of lacrosse here in Georgia. Last year, you all were a part of this event, and it was in a smaller venue, nice venue, smaller venue. Now here it is. You guys are playing, you know, ahead of Notre Dame, Maryland at Georgia Tech, Bobby Dodd Stadium. Just talk about, you know, the impact that you see as far as the growth of lacrosse here in Georgia.
So I hope this is a great opportunity to actually grow the game more, maybe even collegially, maybe Georgia Tech or program like that, or Georgia could be able to start Division One program. But I think there's so much talent down here and opportunity. People love sports down in Georgia, so why not bring some college across down here?
I think it would be awesome if they do so. But again, that was head coach John Spade, Lambert Longhorns boys lacrosse team off to a really good start. And again, shout out to 285, Jason Brayo, his whole team, and phenomenal event they held over there at Georgia Tech. And yeah, it'd be awesome if the Yellow Jackets got themselves a lacrosse team, because I personally love men's lacrosse. I mean, I love men's and women's lacrosse. The men, though, they're a little more physical. They allow them to be a little more physical than the women. So great, and it was a great matchup, too, that Notre Dame-Maryland matchup. So anyway, that is going to do it for the prep roundup. Still to come here on the show, got a chance to catch up with the Newton Rams, Lady Rams. Let me be correct on that. The Lady Rams basketball team head coach Juwan Bailey, they're getting ready for their 6A state title matchup with the Grayson Rams, who are the defending champs. And then later in the show, Joel Hillsman Heavy, he will join me as we kind of recap a couple of the games that are already in the books. Who your winners are, I'll tell you about that in a couple of minutes as well. And we'll dive into some of the matchups still to come the rest of the week. It's all coming up right here. Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.